Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Gary Stewart, Conscious Connection. I'm so glad you're listening today, and I have a fantastic person. Debbie Lynn Grace just wows me every time I see her. She's a transformational leader, and she's the author and international speaker. She's also a 30-year marketing expert and the author of the book, Outrageous Business Growth. She's also a contributing editor to 5 other businesses, plus other personal development books. She's also an international speaker, energy worker, and intuitive as well. Now, I've seen Debbie speak, and I've been with her at many presentations, and she actually wowed me. She steals the show because she's so incredible. And she's dedicated her calling of showing people worldwide how to dissolve their energy blocks by raising their vibration. Her specialty is the higher flow of soul alignment through her master teachings and energy transmissions. I'm telling you, just to be around this woman, you will evolve just sitting there listening to her. She's that powerful. Debbie's online businesses and transformational programs, plus live events and speaking engagements, have impacted hundreds of thousands of people worldwide over the past 3 decades. I'm really thrilled to have her as my guest today on Conscious Connection with Gary Stewart. Our title today is How to Create Success from a State of Flow and Expansion. Let me get the fabulous Debbie Lynn Grace on the line.
Hello.
Hello, Debbie. It's Gary Stewart at Conscious Connection. How are you?
I am awesome, Gary. I'm so excited to be here with you. I love your energy.
I'm absolutely thrilled. And our listeners, you know, I went through my chart today just for fun, you know. I haven't done my show in a while because I've been so busy publishing books and everything and traveling. But do you know this show is listened to in Canada, the United States, Mexico, Japan, Finland, Norway, Germany, Netherlands, Switzerland, Taiwan, Australia, and New Zealand. I was absolutely shocked on the map I saw of where this show reaches. So I am thrilled to have you spreading your message over the whole planet and sharing your wisdom and knowledge with us.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here, and hello to everybody around the globe.
Yes, actually, that's fantastic, and they can be learning while we do this interview here. So you're talking about creating success from a state of flow and expansion. What does that entail? You know, our fast-paced world being bombarded with email, social media. So how do you address all this?
Well, I mean, I think the easiest way, you know, we do live in a fast-paced world, and every day you've got a lot going on. Like, way, you know, remember the good old days, Gary, before we had cell phones, before we had email.
Oh my God!
It kind of dates us. I know it kind of dates us, and we thought that we were stressed then, right? But now you've got your email box is screaming at you, your texts are screaming at you, now social media is screaming at you. Besides, your family is screaming at you, your friends. Everybody's vying for your attention. And, you know, so instead of, and supposedly all of these tools are to help you make your life easier. And in some ways, maybe they do, but in other ways, they create more ways for your energy to kind of leak out, you know, kind of, so it kind of gets you out of a place of flow because it's almost like if you look at a bucket of water and all of a sudden there's lots of holes in that. So you think you're pouring in, and this is when people start to effort. When they start to pour water in a bucket, but there's lots of holes in it, so the water just keeps seeping down. So you know you're out of flow. You know you're out of flow when you've got your fingers in a lot of pots, you've got a lot of pies, you've got a lot going on, you've got this big mission, you've got a lot of your work is really important to you. You got all this stuff going on, and yet you come home and you're wiped out. You're exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
You're burned out. You're feeling more stressed. So that would be the antithesis of flow. You know, because this stuff isn't going away, right? Like none of this,
absolutely.
You know, in fact, it's just, right. I mean, we're just going to have more technology available at our fingertips. It's not, none of it's going away, nor should it go away. But I think that the more the world evolves, and the more technology evolves, and the more we have available access, you know, at our own availability that vies for our attention, the more you have to look inward, you have to look inward and take some moments to just stop and breathe and really get to a level of discernment on what feeds your heart and your soul. Like, you really have to take moments, right? Because
ultimately, your schedule. Yeah, a lot of people have tight schedule. What I liked in some of the paragraph that you said, I just was raving about your bio, so I didn't get to the paragraph, but the soul nourishment to get back, which can take a back seat when we feel disconnected from our intuition or personal power. And I think that's really important for our audience to understand that there are alternatives and opportunities to still live the fast-paced life, but also take care of yourself in a very deep and profound way, which you really offer. I love how you say efforting. Can you tell us more about efforting our way to success, the difference between efforting our way to success versus being in the state of flow, so our success flows easily?
Yeah. We're taught in school the path of efforting. Like, since the moment you start school, right? The path of efforting where you have to, you know, goals are rewarded in our society. So in school, it's the goal of an A, you know, a good grade. And so you're taught from an early age that success is defined by achievement, period, end of story.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily because it makes you happier. It's not necessarily because it makes you healthier. It's not necessarily because it makes you fulfilled. And by the time you get to an adult, you start to go, wait a second, how many of my waking hours are making me happy? You know, I mean, so maybe I'm making a lot of money, but I'm exhausted. My body is breaking down. I mean, and that's not always the case. But as you get older, you know, and you start to mature and even get into your adulthood, and hopefully years in my work gets to people a lot sooner than that. You know what I mean? It's not when they're already broken down and tired, but that they become more aware that your soul came with you when you were born. And it's here to guide you to be the most fulfilled and the most expansive and the most authentic you could possibly be. And it, no matter what's happening in the world, no matter what obstacles come your way, no matter what technology is taking, you know, your time and attention, no matter all of that, because that's never going to change. You know, it's called life. Life is filled with potholes. You know, it's filled with potholes, filled with some challenges, it's filled with annoyances. And so it's not about taking away all of those things, but it's learning how to be the calm in the midst of any storm. And when you can master that and do it in a way that you wake up and you're just happy for no reason, you love where your life is taking you, you love watching it unfold and it be an adventure, you love who you're being each and every day when you talk to people and do interact with other people. That's how you know you're in flow.
Absolutely, absolutely. I read a lot about death, near-death experiences and stuff for my work, and there was some great articles that they asked people who were on their deathbed. They said, so what did you miss in your life? They said, I spent so much time working, I didn't evolve or participate in my relationships nearly enough. And their biggest regret is they didn't have time to connect with people. Most people on the deathbed just say, oh, you want to work more before you die? And that's the last thing people want to do, because it leaves you unfulfilled.
Right, right. Then nobody on their deathbed is going to say, I wish I'd worked 5 more hours. You know, I wish I would have been more productive, or, you know, nobody's going to say that. They're going to say, I wish I had made the time to do that outrageous experience adventure that I always dreamed about. That's what they're going to say. Or I wish that I had shared my wisdom with more people, or I wish I had told the people I love more that I love them.
Right.
And I'd spent more time with them. Or I wish that I had focused more on my own fulfillment and happiness than going after some financial goal. And it's not to say that it's an either or. I want to be clear. I mean, I never would advocate that you're either happy or, you know, or you're financially successful. No, I'm a firm believer that, you know, prosperity is a part of your birthright. you know, in every area.
Yes.
You know, abundance is every part of your birthright, you know, including financial prosperity. But you want to do it in a way, you want to do it in a way that feeds your soul. You know, I was thinking about this, you know, a while back, Gary, that I started out as my background's marketing. So I started out in marketing. I have, you know, a 35-year marketing career and a lot of knowledge in business growth. And so when I started my consulting business 25 years ago, which looks nothing like it looks today, I started out helping people grow their business. And then it's evolved over the years as my soul guided me and my calling started to show was to show people how to be in soul alignment, how to follow their soul path and live a life of flow. And that's what I got guided to do. And I look back at all of this time, and I think to myself, what, before I knew all the things that I know, before I knew I was an intuitive, before I had the energy skills that I have, before I started teaching soul alignment or knew anything about it, I look back at the life when I was teaching marketing and I was helping people market their business, and I enjoyed it. But I think to myself, if I were to go back and if I were to take away the skills I have now, if I were to take away my intuition, which I didn't know I had until 25 years ago, if I were to take away my deep knowledge of soul alignment, if I were to take away all of the transformations that I help people with because of this knowledge, would I have lived, would I be happy? Would I live a fulfilled life? And that just like puts me in cold chills, meaning like that's a terrifying thought.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, if you were going to ask me to take one or the other, I would say you can have the marketing expertise. I'm keeping this stuff.
Right.
Like I'm keeping the soul alignment adventure, you know. I'm keeping the ability to help people transform, have deep transformation so they can live a fulfilled life. That really, that floats me.
Absolutely. You know, Michael Caine had a quote. He's an Oscar-winning actor, and he had this brilliant quote. You know, some of these actors and famous people are actually sages in their career. He had this quote that I'm really thinking of. When you do what you love, you're actually always doing it for free because you're in alignment. He said, we get the money for the inconvenience that I can't be with my wife in my home country or whatever. The money is actually paid for that. So when we're really in alignment with our soul purpose, it's like, you know, we give that with love that makes us happy, and the money is actually inconsequential when we're kind of living our own dream of what we want to accomplish here.
Yeah, I think, though, there's another important factor around money that I think is really important, especially when you're on the spiritual journey of being fulfilled. You and I, and you are a prime example. You are the giver beyond all givers. I mean, my experience of you is I can't think of anybody that gives as much. You give your heart, your soul, and if you've got your shirt on the back, if somebody needs it, you're giving that too. Like you're giving your last dollar. I mean, that's just how you're wired, right? But money plays in an energetic principle that's really important, and that's the receiving aspect. Because if you don't have that equal balance of giving and receiving, you start to, the scales start to tip in a way that starts to affect you, like in an adverse way, right? So if you're receiving, if you don't receive back from all the people who love you and receive back in the form of love, of acknowledgement, of financial remuneration, you know, receiving can come in many forms, right? It can come to you in many, many different forms. But if you stop the flow of that, it stops your ability to give at an exponential rate in a way that keeps you in flow. Otherwise, you start to pull on your reserves. I mean, it would be the equivalent of eventually you empty out your savings account when you're never filling it up. So you've given away all of your money in your spirit of generosity, but you're nothing is filling it up again so that there's a never-ending flow available to you. So you're going against the principle of abundance.
That's like
where
having
money
a
plays an important piece.
Having it, not filling the gas tank, and then you have this $500,000 car that's not going anywhere because you didn't receive gas.
Exactly. Exactly.
So do you feel that stress creates this energy block of receiving?
I think absolutely. So let me give you a real physical example of what I mean by that.
Yeah.
So when anybody is stressed, what they're doing energetically in their body is they're shutting down. They create an energetic block from their neck down. And so what it means is automatically you're still breathing, you're still walking, you're still talking. But because there's an energetic block, it cuts off your ability to receive. And what happens, and you know this is happening when you get a backache, a neck ache, a shoulder ache, a headache from your stress. This is you showing your body is giving you feedback saying, holy smokes, you're way too stressed and there's no energy flow in your body. And when there's no energy flow in your body, it creates this internal pressure cooker. So two things happen. That internal pressure, two things happen. One is your body gets sick. It's telling you you haven't released the energy. You should go breathe. You should go walk. You should go work out. You should go, take a moment, take a time out. Your body's saying you need a time out and there's too much pressure. And then that pressure in your head is an instant trigger for any thoughts of stress or emotional distress. That's when those thoughts of fear or any kind of thoughts of I'm not good enough, I'm going to screw up, I'm a failure, this isn't going to work out, nothing ever works for me, any level of fears or I'm not going to get this done in time, I'm never going to be able to figure this out, all of those things are a sign. So that's how stress, the physical stress and emotional stress, cuts off that energy flow, and there's nothing available for you to receive. There's no energy, there's no space for it.
Right. That I love that. There's no space for it. So how do you get into that state of flow? Say you're in a state of burnout or you're giving too much, and you catch yourself, wow, my shoulders are killing me. Okay, I'll go get a massage. I'll nurture myself. I'll take a minute. But how do you identify, so our listeners that will identify if they're in flow so that everything in their life becomes easier?
Well, I mean, the fastest one to know where you're at before you get to the point, you're already in the point of you're already at a point, I don't want to say no return, but you're already pushed the edge with your body if your body's giving you feedback and it's already in physical discomfort. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's helpful if throughout the day you literally close your eyes and take some deep breaths. And you want your energy to be moving down your body, not up, because that creates the energy flow. So you have an open energy flow from the top of your head all the way down to the bottoms of your feet. So you do that through just some deep breaths, inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. And literally within 30 to 60 seconds, you can literally feel a difference, a transformation in your physical state and your emotional state. Now, for those of you that are very left brain, very analytical and you're in your head the whole time, you'll be breathing and you'll be going, this is a waste of time. you'll be breathing and you'll think in your head, this is a waste of time. This isn't working for me, okay? So here's how you fix that. Because you want your brain to quiet down. That's what meditation is. It's quieting. Meditation is to quiet quiet your mind, right? But there's a pretty easy fix for that. When you close your eyes, and I would do this sitting in a chair. So right now I'm talking to you, Gary. I'm literally sitting up straight in my chair. I've got 2 feet planted flat on the ground, and my back is fully aligned with the back of the chair.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really helpful, because when people get stressed, they lean forward and they hunch their shoulders.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
The more you can lean back in your chair with your back erect, so that the even energy flow going up and down your spine, when I'm breathing, what I do is I imagine myself literally melting into the chair with my breath. So as I'm breathing, I'm putting my awareness on the chair, the bottom of the seat beneath my butt, and the back of the chair on my back. And this reminds me that I'm fully supported. Fully supported.
Mm-hmm.
Because we forget, right? You think you're in it alone.
And that's actually
it's only you.
So to fear, feeling that and breathing and speaking for a minute, you're physically, metaphorically supported, but also just that thought is so, it's a simple thought, but it is so powerful that we
so
have that
powerful.
Monkey mind that thinks run. But if you just sit back and say, I am supported and I can take a breath. And then what I want to mention is what I notice is the grounding. I'm doing it as you're speaking about, and I feel grounded and calm.
Yeah. Yeah, so I put my awareness, I particularly put my awareness on my torso, feeling the chair, you know, feeling the chair, holding my back, holding me up so I can sit, like, and I'm always reminds myself, it brings me back into my body, back into my awareness, and back into a connection with a higher source.
Yes.
Because as soon as you acknowledge you're fully supported, you have now connected with all the unseen variables that are supporting you. You know, the universe is supporting you, your soul is guiding you, your intuition now has space to come in and say, hey, you know, take a break. Hey, don't make this decision tomorrow. Hey, don't make this decision. This isn't a good one. You get that level of discernment. The other thing, too, I tell people to do if they can't turn off their mind is as you're breathing, inhale through your nose, counting to five in your head. And then as you exhale out of your mouth, I tell people to count backwards from five back to one. Now, when you do that, you can't think of your to-do list at the same time that you're breathing, counting, and then counting backwards. It's close to impossible to focus on all of those things. Your mind has got to pick something to focus on.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting. Boy, time is flying here. We got about 8 minutes left, so I want you to be able to talk about how to access that clarity and inner guidance that will lead you on your path to purpose. I think our audience will really like to hear about that. And you have some special stuff and contact information we got to make sure we get in too.
Yeah. So how do you access your clarity? You know, how many times, Gary, have you been like, oh, I just need the answer to this, God? And you'd like throw it out there to the universe like, I just need to, I choose A or B? Do I work with this person or don't I work with this person? Should I charge this amount of money or shouldn't I? Should I go on this date or shouldn't I go on this date? You know, you pick, you put in the, you know, whatever the question is, how many times have people, you know, and the more stressed you are, remember, there's that energy block, the less ability the universe has to give you that guidance because it literally has the answers for you. So think about this. Why is it that how many times have you ever gotten one of your best ideas in the shower? Or how many times have you gotten one of how many times have you gotten one of your best ideas just when you're waking up in the morning, like in your semi-consciousness? How many times have you gotten one of your best ideas or you've gotten clarity, you know, in your dreams? Or maybe after like taking a walk or working out? And the reason is because you literally are you've moved your brain aside, which allows the universe to sneak in the very information you're looking for. So you want to change your state so it's in a place of receiving. And getting physical is always a great thing to do. Breathing is always a great thing to do. Going for a walk. Keeping a dream journal next to your bed or just a journal next to your bed. I'll tell you something. I do this a lot. Before I go to bed, if there's something on my mind that I want solved, I just tell the universe to work on it while I'm sleeping.
Oh, absolutely,
And then invariably, when I wake up and I'm in literally in that semi-conscious state, I feel like I'm brilliant. Like all of a sudden I start to download this information and I grab my journal, I start to write. And then like 3 hours later after I've taken my shower and I got my day and I go look and then I don't read what I've written. And I look down and I go, oh, who wrote that? That's like amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
That's wonderful. So you really feel grounded is essential for our success so that we can stay in flow.
Yeah, absolutely. And so if people understand what grounding is, meditation usually focuses on centering. So meditation is about clearing your mind And so you're getting centered in your body. You feel relaxed in your body. You feel energized. You feel ready to start the day because your mind is now clear. It's basically like setting the restart button. The difference between centering and grounding, the difference is that grounding not only does everything that centering does, it presses the restart button, but it's you acknowledging that you are also being nourished by the earth. You are also connected to nature that's feeding you. You're at a greater level of awareness of how connected you are and the source of nature that is profound, that, you know, that really nourishes your body. So your energy is moving down in your body. And that's why being grounded, it shifts the energy in your body. So taking it out from out of your head, and now it's moving down and connecting with the earth. And that's why it's so essential. It's essential for your receiving. Opens up the space to receive.
That's fantastic. Yeah, and everyone can use that no matter what. And the thing is, this is really simple. You could take a minute on a break while you're at work, even in the cubicle, and just do this, or even in your car. You know, or sit there for a minute before you start driving and just really center yourself. So it's really pragmatic that we can do it any place, anytime. It's just having that intention and understanding the value that it brings us. It's so important. We only have a few minutes left. God, this has just flown by. We're going to have to do an hour show next time. So I know you got a lot of events coming up, and I have all the links I'm going to share. So within 10 minutes, this will process. So we're going to have the live link to the show here, which, of course, I'll share with you and all my listeners. But we also have a lot of stuff here. We have your social media links. So you're on Facebook under Debbie Lynn Grace. And for our listeners, you don't have to write this down. I'm going to post it everywhere. So all these links will be live links. And then Debbie's on LinkedIn as well. And it's Debbie Lynn Grace on LinkedIn, Instagram. And Debbie, do you like people to email you if they're interested in a forthcoming course you're doing or something?
Sure. I mean, if they've got any questions, they want to email me, want to know any information, you can certainly email us at customercare@debbielynngrace.com. And, you know, absolutely.
The free webinar. Tell us about the webinar. We got about just under 2 minutes left. So tell us about the free webinar, which we'll have the link there.
So when I speak, like even now, I transmit a high vibration energy frequency. So quite often I do complimentary webinars throughout the year that allow me to share and go deeper into information, and they're complimentary, and I'm doing high vibration energy transmissions at the same time. So I have a new one coming up on July 10th, and it's called The Extraordinary Three-Step Formula to Experiencing Quantum Leaps in Your Intuition, Your Prosperity, Your Manifestation, and Soul Connection. And I'm going to walk you through that three-step formula. It's a lot of information, but I'm going to take it. I always take people step by step, and I'm known for giving very practical, you know, very practical tools when I talk. So I'm excited about it, and I, you know, invite everybody to join me. You just go to debbielynngrace.com/QL3. Which stands for quantum leap, you know, three. So the letter, the number three. So Q as in quantum, L as in leap, the number three. So debbielynngrace.com/QL3. And you can register
for
that
webinar. And I'll have this live link posted. We just under a minute left here. I'll have that live link posted with the link to the show. So they'll have that right on all the social media posts and can just hit the live link and register. And this has just been a fantastic interview. I knew it would be because you're incredible. I just want to let our listeners, every time I see Debbie speak, I'm so moved. When you did that lecture a little over a year ago about the space in between, I said it was so innovative and just forward thinking. I mean, you're just dynamite. And
I love you.
It takes a lot to
thank you.
You always impress me with who you are and what you do. So I hate that we have to go right now because there's so much more we'll talk about. We'll definitely do another show here. So this is Gary Stewart from Conscious Connection with the incredible Debbie Lynn Grace. The link to the show will be up probably within 10 minutes, and all her other links for all her other offerings, especially her free webinar, The Three-Step Formula for Quantum Leaps in Your Intuition, Prosperity, Manifestation, and Soul Connection, July 10th will be up. so that you can register. Debbie, thank you so much. It's just been absolutely incredible.
Thank you so much, Gary. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And this will be up in 10 minutes, and I will send you the link. And to our listeners all around the world at Conscious Connection, namaste. Till next time.
Bye-bye, everybody.